This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you thought it was hard to meet people before the pandemic, it is well and truly tougher now. Many churches are meeting on Zoom. Social events have been drastically reduced in frequency and numbers, and half the office is working from home. So it's no wonder people are going online to look for love. Well, now there is a new Christian dating app for Aussies. It's called Salt, and it's just been launched in Australia. Paul Ryder is the CEO and founder of Salt. He's based in the UK. G'day, Paul.
Hi, Katrina. How are you doing?
Has COVID-19 led to an increase in the number of people trying online dating, given that it is just so much harder to meet people in social contexts at the moment?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, almost every dating site and app and sort of new headlines every month with everyone showing higher usage numbers, more messages being sent, more active users. So, yes, we've seen that. I think every other site has seen that. And I think, you know, it's to be expected when people can't meet up, because I think there's still that desire, particularly when, you know, as Christians, we're looking for a serious relationship with a view to, you know, maybe it leaning towards marriage. Actually, the desire for connection and the desire to build a relationship and a friendship is something that can be done, you know, online and virtually, as long as that's coupled with sort of that active and in-person and, you know, going offline as well when it's appropriate. So I think we've definitely seen a number of surges. But I also think, you know, there's another side to it which we've seen and heard from a lot of our users, that actually has given them a chance to slow down slightly. So actually to slightly reassess, not to jump into anything, not to feel the pressure to go for that drink or that coffee tomorrow or next week or whatever, but rather actually to message with someone back and forth. So I think there are some positives as well, but it's definitely, you know, changed the shape of online dating, and, you know, everyone's bringing out video calling, et cetera, as well. So yeah, definitely changed the space.
It sounds like for those who are more cautious now, there is less pressure to go instantly to meet the person, and you could just take a bit more time messaging them and getting to know them before you sort of have to go straight to meeting up. And for some people, that makes them feel more comfortable. What kind of response and feedback have you had from, you know, your couple of years in the UK?
Well, I mean, I think there's been a lot of feedback, and we've spent a lot of time trying to iterate and improve on the product, because, as I said a second ago, we really felt that the space here needed disrupting. I think we needed a different solution that would enable everyone to be able to create a profile, to meet people, to match with them, to message them and start engaging. And I think, you know, people have liked that. And I think something that we were really sort of cognizant of when we launched was some research that was done a couple of years ago, just around the time we launched, looking at the sense of pressure and the sense of sometimes people feeling within the church context that you're in sort of a goldfish bowl and everyone's looking in, and, you know, you go and ask someone for a coffee, and, you know, on the second date you're expected to have a marriage proposal. And actually, as an aside, we've just done a video with Hi Josh in Australia, and he sort of like was pointing out some of these Christian dating cliches, because I think that's part of it. It's sort of trying to make light and point out some of these points so that actually we can start engaging in the conversation. So I think, you know, we want to try and help foster more conversation around dating and relationships and what a healthy relationship looks like. But I think it's also recognizing that there is pressure as well. And so actually an app can sometimes take actually a little bit of pressure off and give you the chance to meet someone who maybe doesn't go to your church or isn't in your small group, so that you can actually start to meet people and take steps. Because, you know, dating as a process can and should be a really, you know, life-giving one, because, you know, as Christians, we have a chance when we go on a date with someone to meet someone, and we have a chance to love them as a brother and sister in Christ, and to get to know them more, and to, you know, and just discern, you know, God's will for our lives, but also how we can love and bless that person in that scenario. So I think there are lots of different elements of feedback that we've had, and we've looked to try and build and improve it, but I think there are a number of these points around the pressure and you know, the how difficult it is to meet someone not in your own church, that we've really tried to hold at the core with everything we do with the product.
Okay, I'm speaking to Paul Ryder. He's the CEO and founder of Salt. It's a new Christian online dating app that's launched in Australia. I guess one of the difficult things about online dating is this sort of idea that there's always plenty more fish in the sea, and that you sort of can be out shopping for a person. And there can be a bit of a callous element to that, like, oh, yeah, no, I think I'll, you know, this thing annoyed me, I'll move on to the next person. And that's something that I think is not how we want to live as Christians. We want to, as you said, make each date, treat that person with the love and respect that you would want to be treated with, even if you think it's going no further. So, you know, is it possible for this app to sort of help people to, you know, connect and form relationships and community, you know, aside from just, you know, I just want the one, and if you're not it, move on, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's a great question because it ties into everything we're really passionate about. The way we look at it and think of it as a business, and we're only sort of early on this journey, is that there's this whole continuum of the journey that someone goes on from being single to then discerning whether they even want to date someone and whether they even want to go online to try and meet someone. And then you maybe meet someone and you're dating. Well, what do you talk about? How serious do you take things? And then if you wanted to start a relationship, what are the foundations and the cornerstones that you build your relationship on? And then that can sometimes tend towards marriage, and then you're sort of getting ready for marriage and you think of the marriage preparation. So there is this whole journey, and I think it's really important that, you know, yes, SALT as an app has a role to play to try and help support people, but there's also the role for the church and lots of other content and courses to all play a role on taking people on that journey about how to approach others as part of that journey. So I think it's a much broader question than just sort of saying, you know, in the app, because I think it's something us as Christians, we all make mistakes and we're all sort of less perfect or more perfect in certain different areas. So it's probably something that maybe all of us have struggled with at different times, but it is also, you know, fundamental to, you know, as we love God, to love our neighbor and to love everyone else around us. And that obviously goes for your family, your church community, who you work with, and obviously who you go on a date with. So I think it's an extension of the actions we take elsewhere. But there are also specific things that, you know, we can do in an app, and something that we do in SALT. We, for example, we always limit the number of new people you see each day. And the amount of emails we've had from people in Australia since we launched in the last couple of weeks has been amazing, to say they love the fact that it's limited and that even if you pay a premium upgrade, you still get a limited amount of people and new profiles each day, because it's trying to slow it down. People are not commodities. And actually, let's be wise in the way that we make decisions. And then, you know, with the profiles, we show devotions, meditations, artwork and scriptures. So it's, again, let's remember why we're there and almost sort of point everyone upwards and try and do what we can as a Christian app to try and help foster in small interactions. But I think it is part of a much larger conversation about, you know, dating culture and how we as individuals are responsible for all the steps we take and all the words that we say.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's good to hear. I guess something that we can only be accountable with. Maybe that's why it is good to have a couple of friends that you're doing this with, and you can kind of help keep each other accountable for, you know, the way that you are treating each other and that kind of thing. Well, thanks so much, Paul. It's been great to chat with you this morning. Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, that's Paul Ryder. He is the CEO and founder of the Christian dating app SALT. Just search on SALT Christian Dating App, and they're available in Australia now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.